Hi everyone, welcome to Angel Life Makeover, and I am your host, Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. I am an angel reader, channeler, fairy intuitive, author, and artist, and I am excited to be here to share spiritual healing and inspiration. Today's topic is Dreamtime Healing with the Angels, and we'll be diving into what's been happening in our dream time and bringing some healing to the psychic space of the human collective. My new collaborative healing center, Mystic Temple, is open. We've been open for a little over a month, and we're excited to dive into month two. Our healing theme is angel, fairy, and goddess wisdom, and we're doing lots of fun classes this month. If you'd like to pop into the membership, you can. We have a drop-in option, or you can become a subscriber. You can also sign up for 3 months or 12 months for the full Wheel of the Year. We're exploring beautiful topics this month, diving into our angel, fairy, and goddess connection. And we also have some great bonus classes, such as Goddess Bridget and Imolk, Hope, Faith, and Charity, Aphrodite, and we will be diving deeper into our connection with the angels, fairies, goddesses, how they're woven together and into our own lives, and just opening up those doorways to those magical realms. Our angels, fairies, and goddesses are our mystical guides. They are in a higher state of consciousness, and they assist us with connecting with the magic of earth and heaven. So we're excited to dive into those topics this month. Find out more about that on my website or in my Facebook group. All right, so today's theme is Dreamtime Healing with the Angels. This was coming up because I was having a lot of weird nightmares, anxiety-ridden dreams. I was waking up at like 1 o'clock in the morning with the cat screaming and feeling all weird, like body pains and anxiety. And the angels really said that I had to get on and do some channeling about this because they think that in the collective, there's been a lot of fear about the future, fear about the state of earth. There's been a lot of toxic, violent things going on the planet. And a lot of us feel powerless. We don't feel very hopeful about the future. Maybe we're plugging into all of these lower dimensions, lower timelines, lower frequencies, and we just want to witness this and start to bring in angel healing. Archangel Michael's coming foremost with his sword of light, cutting away fear, bringing in the light of God, also our guardian angels, and also all of the angels of our homelands as star seeds, as incarnated angels. Remembering where we've come from and what we're doing here on earth, are we coming to anchor in the light, bring in the new age? But it's not easy work. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of vision, and we can get mesmerized by the fear, right? It happens to all of us. We get sucked in. We start to look at worst case scenarios for our own life, for the planet. And that's why I really wanted to get on today and anchor in that light and bring in that hope, and remind everybody of the power of community, of collective prayer, collective vision, and to really be police of our own minds. Are we tapped into those worst case scenarios? Or are we spiraling down into the fear? What are we focused on, right? So I also wanted to talk about psychic healing, because I think that nighttime, dream time is a lot of astral travel. It might be unconscious. And so we want to bring light to that area too. We don't want to be unconsciously traveling to places that we wouldn't want to go to. Darker astral realms, or maybe you're traveling to dark places on the planet and you're trying to really help everybody and you're really running that savior energy. So we want to talk about the balanced healer energy too. We don't want to be that martyr, draining ourselves, throwing ourselves into all the negative energy to try to rescue everyone and rescue the planet, because certain things are happening whether we like it or not, right? And I know this as a healer. I can help many, I can inspire many, but certain things are just meant to happen. Certain things are just fated. So we kind of move within where we can. As a healer, as someone who might contain magical healing energies. Maybe you're a great manifester. Maybe you can shift the universe with your prayer. Whatever abilities you have, we use these abilities within that framework of the universe, of God's will, right? So we want to open up that flexibility, that discernment, that balance. And we want to also work with healing the crown chakra and third eye, aligning those things, releasing attachments, and working on psychic awareness, psychic dominion. I always find that's a great tool because we need to know how to navigate the psychic realm. We need to be aware of that. And I want to mention that because many people, especially on TikTok and probably YouTube too, you see these videos where people say Reiki's evil and it invokes demons. And I was really looking at why does that happen? And I think it's because people are opening to the psychic realms and they don't know what they're seeing. They don't know how to navigate that. And then they assume that Reiki's bad or something's bad. And, you know, of course, Reiki might not be for everybody, but I think there's more to the story that sometimes people get very open and they see all of the dimensions and then they panic and they blame something, right? And so we all need to discern. I love everything. I like to, you know, use protective prayers in the Bible. Then I have many angel books, A Course in Miracles, lots of books on spirituality. I'm very open spiritually. I love yoga. I love many things. I say whatever works for you in the light and in integrity to feel safe psychically and to feel, you know, spiritually wise, right? To feel that you can have this full array of spiritual help, whether that's Jesus, Archangel Michael, your angels, your goddesses, spirit animals, whatever you connect with that comforts your spirit. And that's really important, especially navigating the psychic realm. My favorites are always Pegasus, Mary, Jesus. Archangel Michael was my first real helper because I was a natural psychic medium as a child. I remember feeling very safe around my mother, around my sister, like I had to sleep near other people as a kid. I was very afraid of the dark and afraid of the astral realms. And I don't know really what I was feeling at those ages. But now when I look back, I see that I was very open and I didn't have any knowledge. You know, you're like a 5-year-old and you're seeing little ghouls looking at you. And I was very afraid of horror movies or even any movie with ghosts, right? Like Ghostbusters or anything. And things would invade my mind and I didn't feel safe a lot at night. And so as I look back at that, it's all about my lesson in spiritual protection and shielding. And I think that's a constant thing. I did that to my house the other day. I put 4 angels on the corners of the home, in the corners of my bed when I sleep at night. Do some drumming, some rattling, playing some music. You can clap, ring bells, go around your house and just set that intention to bring love into your house, angels, positive intention, and for everyone to have positive dream time, because it's really great to be aware of, do you have negative psychic portals open? How do negative psychic portals open? Many ways, horror movies, TV, other people. Also, some of us are just curious. We're like, what's that? We want to travel the astral realm. So if we don't like some place, we could say, no, I don't want to be here. I want to go back to my garden of peace and really understand that those negative images are illusions. That's been the greatest tool for me. If I have negative visions in my mind's eye, to take back control of my mind's eye or the places that I'm traveling and really, you know, with my will, with my belief system, know that I'm in control of that. And all those light beings help us, right? The magical fairies of light, the angels, Pegasus, unicorn, then the saints, whoever you feel connected to that comforts you. So this is really important with dream time healing. And we want to talk a little bit more with where are you going in your dreams? Are you going to places on the planet where there's violence and war and you're talking to people and you're really going into those vibes? If you do that, it's good to understand consciously what you're doing because you might wake up filled with fear, filled with trauma, afraid of the future of Earth. Or you might be, you know, going to negative psychic realms in the night. So just talking about this helps us bring more conscious control and will into this area. If you're an unconscious psychic traveler, I always find that knowing about our psychic gifts, exploring them, practicing them, learning tools, talking to other people with them really helps us to not fear our psychic gifts. Because when we fear our psychic gifts, we're afraid that we're crazy, that we'll lose control, that we'll be victimized by spirits, right? That's something that had bothered me throughout my life, this victimization by being spirits, entities, or lower frequencies. And so as we bring that in, it's all about empowerment, will, and knowing thyself. One of the greatest tools is always intuition. I always believe Archangel Michael can help me too. In any moment, if I really feel in a funk or I'm pulled into a negative energy or something's bothering me, telling me simple things I can do to balance myself. And sometimes it's like, go to this garden, you know, get this essential oil, read this book, watch this thing, watch this movie. Go take a bath. Just simple things to do that will balance me. And also that sometimes means reaching out to a friend or a healer or someone that you feel has the answer for you or can comfort you so that you don't feel alone. Remember, there's lots of fear and hiding around psychic gifts. And so we can be afraid of our own power. So I want to bring in some dream time healing with the angels now. With Archangel Michael, the guardian angels, the pink angels of healing, gentleness, sweetness. Also, there's some light blue angels of sleep, nighttime, moon angels, just bringing in all these beautiful angels to bless our sleep time and help us travel consciously and also help us to take breaks, because many of us feel that the world's in so much turmoil that we have to work 24/7 as light workers to heal the world. And so we're really trying to work in balance, work in alignment with ourselves, with the flow of our spirit, our higher self, God's will, and not drain ourselves or emotionally exhaust ourselves with judging everything versus just being neutral, being in the moment, flowing with our part, right? Because everyone's playing a part. The huge group of light workers that are on the planet right now have a role to play, and we're not in it alone. So bringing in that beautiful dream time healing, I want to imagine yourself asleep, having a beautiful, peaceful dreams, guarded by angels, consciously traveling where you want to travel, maybe working with the higher beings of light to help planet Earth, maybe helping Earth in a more empowered way. And we're also really working on the aura, on the light body, clearing any attachments, doing some psychic healing with Archangel Michael. So just bringing in the topic today, whatever you need from this topic. Do you need awareness for psychic healing? Did you bring in some more information about that? Maybe the angels are reminding you to take time to bless your sleep time. I'm really good at blessing my day and blessing situations, but I'm working on consciously blessing my sleep time, my dream time, blessing maybe your bedroom where you rest, blessing your bed with peaceful rest, blessing those rooms or even your home with feelings of safety, rest, rejuvenation. Intention and prayer are powerful. Angels multiply our intentions and prayer. And if you don't know how to do something, you can call your angels to help you and set that intention. So asking the angels to bless our dream time and also help us to be aware of what's happening in our dream time. So bringing in those angels that connect with you and also bringing in some more clearing of that throat chakra and really all chakras in the aura of anywhere that you feel negative energy might have attached to you. And with that, the angels really want to remind us that they are here. They're working with us for the evolution of the planet. They know where it takes a lot of courage right now on a day-to-day basis to hold the light, to hold the vision. They don't want us to get mesmerized by the dark timelines, the dark energies. We're going up into the highest timeline and we're not fearing anything. We're not fearing darkness or worst case scenarios. We are rising in the light and the joy of the future of Earth and our own life and the day-to-day peace that we can feel. So blessing you with lots of dream time healing from your angels. And you can listen to my nighttime dream meditation also on YouTube to get some extra healing energy. As usual, I'm wishing you lots and lots of prayers of angel healing, sending millions of angels your way to help you in all perfect ways for your highest good. And you can join my Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dembecki. We're doing lots of fun free classes in there, and you can also find out about my sessions and my other classes that I'm doing lately. I'm super excited to connect with everybody and to bring in healing and conscious living with our angels and fairies. Find me at angelfairyhealing.com.